Honorable Mahathir, thank you as to whether he's there, and also the professors, I read all the apologies which I was given by Susumi. So he was checking because they have taken a decision that they will not participate. So that's what I have to confess if there is an apology that comes from Honorable Mahathir.
Is there an apology or is there no apology? What is the secretary? Is there an apology?
We're just waiting for the secretary to just come and confirm.
Because I do think Comrade, Honorable Sandra is right. We can't have the quoted apology when there is actually a decision.
Decision by the party.
By the party. So the best way to establish that is really just to have a formal communication with.
We'll wait for Ms. Francis to just indicate as to whether do we have a letter of apology or what exactly are they. We are on page 2. All the other apologies that has just arrived from the Deputy Minister, Honorable Chikunga. And go to page 3. It's the people who attended the meeting of the 6th. We have presentation by Sandra at the bottom of page 3. Can we go to page 4? There's nothing on page 3. Page 5. Honorable Mishira.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to draw your attention to the first section of bullet points on page 5.
Mm-hmm.
The first bullet point on page 5 top, which starts with key successes and lowlights from 2015-16. Could you explain the term lowlights to me? Is that the opposite of highlights? Because then I'm not sure whether we would like this limited. On behalf of the governing party.
Yeah, key successes and lowlights.
Yes. Maybe I should have kept quiet about this one, but there's fairness in all of us, isn't there?
What are you suggesting?
Chair, I would suggest that you leave out the word in total so that the sentence would read key successes from 2016. 15-16. Just leave it out and low lights.
Okay. Agreed. Anything on page 5? Page 6. Hello.
Thank you, Chair. I would want to ask Chair if, since there were a lot of questions that were not answered, when can't this have an additional sentence referring to the fact that the outstanding questions would promise to be answered in writing, since all the questions were not answered that we asked during this meeting?
Should it be part of the deliberations?
You can decide where if my suggestion is accepted.
There's a proposal. That's quite a sizable number of questions were not responded to by the respective SOEs. How do we deal with it? Honorable Kamataka.
It was said from the chair that those questions that were not answered should be answered in writing. Now, I don't know whether any of the questions were responded to fully in writing. Now that the secretary is also not here, I don't know. Because ordinarily those questions should have... We did say that they should come in before we finalize the report.
So I don't know whether we do have the answers. In the case of menace, I think if you like, we could add a sentence about the fact that the department would have responded in 5 days to all the questions that were outstanding under deliberations.
Under deliberations?
Yes.
There were time for, there was a time frame that was given to the department. Okay? I think the scribes will be able to test that as well. Can you also put it that once the secretary is here, we should be able to find out as to where the questions responded to? Because the questions were meant to be part of the report that we will be dealing with. Can I ask that we move for the adoption of the minutes? Those who have been in the Mishinga, seconded by Ramataka, my Honorable Masonga.
Were you here?
Mm. I thought that you went to prison for. Can we go to the minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Transport of the 7th of April? We adopted the minutes of the 6th. Yeah. The 7th, page 1, page 2. Page 3. The last page? Honorable?
Again, Chair, also in this case there were a number of questions that were not answered. If we could also then just duplicate the same request according to the decision that we took on the first set of minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Adoption of the minutes has been moved. Any second, Honorable Vicina, Honorable Mulauji. Then, let's go to the minutes of the 8th. First page. Second page. Third page presentation by ATNS. And Civil Aviation Authority. Honorable Musina.
You see, on page 3 then, under the fourth point presentation by AXA, the third bullet point, which says financial and borrowing plan. I want to suggest that borrowing plan is replaced with financial management strategy. So let's take out and borrowing plan, because in essence what we looked at and was presented with was a financial management strategy, which included the borrowing plan.
Okay. Do we take it like the other two where questions were still outstanding? Agreed?
What's the decision, Chair?
Can we get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Maswangari, seconded by Honorable Kusinga. The last set of minutes of the part. Page 1. Honorable Maswangari, now that we have been talking to the issues of Honorable Kate, in all the minutes until Tuesday last week, there is an indication that she apologized. So, yeah, for the record, that is what is the headshot here, that she has apologized. Page 2 of the minutes. page 3. Can I read the support stuff? Oh, yes. For the record, just push the mic so that you speak into the mic. Page 3. Correction of Mr. Zekran. Page 4.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to draw your attention to 4.4 on page 4, and I don't want this to sound like I'm diving into matters for all the minutes, so please hear me. I'm querying the phrasing, so it might be that we need to rephrase this, and I can't really recall this particular question, so I cannot recommend anything therefore. But it reads, the reason why targets for social laws are mailed dropped by nearly half, especially in relation to the objectives of the NDP to increase rural access. I cannot recall where it was stated or presented that the targets of social mail would drop with nearly half. If someone could help with that, whether it in fact was presented like that or what the reason was. But
no, that was actually my point. I did raise in relation to the certain page on the main document. They were suggesting that from the previous year, their target, it was 900,000, it was moving to 380 or something. So that, I think that was my question.
See, in relation to that then, if it's based on what they actually presented, I can absolutely believe my colleague. So then I withdraw my query on that.
Okay.
The sentence is correct, but what it lacks, the confirmation from the acting group CEO. Well, this was part of the discussion and clarity that was seen. In the question that he posed, I think he did confirm that indeed that the process is making that kind of profit. Mm-hmm. But the way it's structured, we should amend it to make sure that includes that that response. Well, there were some responses that were given at that meeting, and I remember that particular question, the response was positive.
I think it will be corrected. Honorable Benassami.
In the records, it says there have been presentations and then discussions. It's like we're just asking questions, and I don't see where Rasa, for instance, responded. Do we capture that separate or should the record? I mean, we ask questions for Tariq, as indicated here. But the answers, Rasa's responses are not here. I just want Tariq in regard to capturing of the records. The sense that of this is going to the archive. So Well, so the question and answer kind of the exercise. Thanks.
That's a dilemma I have, because that's why I was saying it lacks responses. There were some responses, and I was looking at the one on the 410 about the report, the RFS report, because we did post a question, and I think there was a responses in a positive. That the report remain correct, and in fact, he did even went further to explain that there were three outstanding requirements that Brass was supposed to submit for them to give a complete approval. So, but those things were still outstanding. But the structure doesn't make provision for that to be included. I don't know, but we may have to suggest to the secretary that, because you can go through the form, all this section form, it gives you the impression that they were just questions that were posed, there were no responses. If they go back to their minutes, and I know that this is a fast job, the process of process is a quick one. Shorthand misses the kind of detail that we need to have. If they could go back, that this means this particular one stands over, this only one computer that stands over, that the context is a little bit of a need provided in this section. To, as far as where the responses were given, the outstanding responses were supposed to be in writing. That part should also be reflected on the minutes.
See, I want to support that suggestion from my colleague, but then also raise the query that of the 3 minutes which we've approved now and busy with the fourth one, this set is the only one that expresses any questions which was asked. In, so what I'm querying is a general structure and the presentation of minuting. In that the previous 3 minutes which we approved didn't reflect any questions from us as members, whereas here quite detailed and direct questions were asked, but then the impression is created that there was no response. And I'm cautious in adopting recommending adoption of this and then the general structure. So there should be one standard throughout. So we must either decide to leave out section 4 of this minute, because then it would have the same structure as the other three which we just approved, or we should decide on how we will treat it. But certainly it's not in a good state, to recommend for approval as it's presented here in comparison to what we just approved.
I was of the view, Chair, that my colleague, Honorable, was supporting my proposal that this minute stands over for correction for it to be considered at the next meeting. In second intervention, he seems to leave aside the issue. We have not called for adoption of this minute. The proposal which has been supported is that this minute stands over, that the secretary correct this particular section. And that was really seconded. So the latter part, I think, is just an unfortunate extension of approving that the minutes stands over.
We are agreeing that the minutes of the five will stand over, and all the other issues that were actually are outstanding here, in particular, the responses. It goes back to what we said about the 3 sets of minutes, where we said I don't know, Valerie, if you have already received the written responses from the department in terms of the business, because according to information at hand, we're supposed to get the responses so that the responses will be part of the report that we will be talking to today. So in essence, we have adopted these three sets of meanings with the proviso that the responses are going to probably have arrived or will arrive, and then they will be able to deal with the gaps that are there on these three sets of meanings. But the fourth one, we will put it on hold pending the way verbal responses which were given in meeting and the other ones which are still outstanding. Probably what we need to do is to request those responses as speedily as possible from the affected party and the department itself. Can we go to page 5? Page 5 of the list. For the fact that the minutes went over, then it will be, when we got everything, then we'll be able to look completely into the minutes. Honorable Rusinga?
So just a question on it. I accept that, and it relates to point number 5 and 6. I accept that the minutes stand over. A question relating to the general captioning of the bullet points 6.2 to 6.6 reference to a lot of inconsistencies, and there are a couple mentioned under the bullet point 6.6. However, there are many more than just the few that are mentioned here. And I can recall that the acting chair then helped to remark that the additional inconsistencies and issues which members would like to raise should be addressed in a letter to the chair. Would that then also be included as part of the meeting, since it was an invitation and extension? How would we handle that? Because I'm still busy writing.
We're still writing.
We're
still going to submit. I think it will be part of the whole. Because we have said that we will be sending them some information which we believe is outstanding for them to be able to respond to. Remember, the contact advisor made some submission of the other things which, in terms of the strategic plan and the APP, there was a disjunction in the whole situation, and we said that we will send them that information. But members maybe may have some other issues which they believe need to also be part of that. Let it be part of the package that we will be sending to the department. So maybe you should give it a template before the end of this week. You should have submitted those who've got other issues. By Friday, those of business should have submitted, so that we'll keep on pushing paper to the department on some of these matters. So that they respond, because they take time also to respond to some of the issues. Honorable Ramasaka.
Yeah. Chair, I'm not sure about the process itself. I thought the letter is already gone.
It's the letter is gone.
So,
but
now
you said that if there are other issues.
Yes,
that
we
believe. Okay.
I'm okay to say. I heard that the letter, the last time we met, we then said that the whole questions must be sent to them for them to respond to these questions. Now, that was a time frame for all of us to submit if we had any other issues. Now, honorable member is still writing. Now, the time frame of Friday and writing, I'm not sure how it's going to help us in the kind of work that is we are doing in terms of finalizing our report. I'm not sure maybe we could explain that, because I certainly did not write. I just accepted that the advice that we got from the content advisor as well as the researcher on the number of inconsistency, that will be resubmitted to the department for them to respond to, for the committee as a whole. So I'm not sure if you can explain if I we need to write again, what would be a process? I'm not sure.
My understanding is that probably the document that we have, those are going already to the department expecting the response from the department. But as members are going through these the documents, there may be some issues which are not captured by both documents from the researcher and the content advisor. And therefore, it doesn't stop us from saying, remember, this is not an event, it's work in progress, which actually into the future we're still going to be needing that information. So we can be able to get that information, collate the information, send it to the department to say, and this and this and this are the things that we believe we should be able to deal with. Because when you look at the anomalies which were by both documents, you can see that the department is really not very updated, struggling to be able to, whether I should say, comprehension or collation of information. Because when they collate information, in the next page it differs from the previous page, and so on and so on. So these are the things that, as you go through your APP, as you go through the SREP plan, as you go through the MBSF, you will find a plethora of disjunctures throughout this whole process. So it's work in progress. 5 years. You can go and take their strategic plan 2014 to 2019 and look at it and look at all the things. It's just probably I should say derailed, I don't know if I say it's a derailment or if I put it in the proper context, but those are some of the things that you come across from time to time. You can take just an example of STAR and NetMap, all those documents. When you look at how they talk to, one is still going to cabinet, coming 20, whatever. And when you go and look at the strategic plan 2014 to 2019, it says a different story altogether compared to what you are seeing now in the APP. And many other things that you will be able to come across. Targets that are, you know, from time to time, the targets even changes quarterly. In some instances, you find that their target can change on a quarterly basis. So these are the kind of things that we say when we come across, let's make sure that we update each other as members of the committee and also highlight this to the department to say these are the issues which actually we're seeing in this whole scenario that we're trying to think properly. It will assist the department. I think it will assist. Because one of the things that when you look at the CRR 2014-2016, question is, has the department gone, given itself time to look into it and be able to have corrective measures around that? That's a big question. The advices that Treasury is giving to the department in terms of the observations that the committee has made, and are they being implemented? At what level, when are these things going to be implemented? These are the things that we have to deal with and say, how do we assist?
With respect, I hear that, but my difficulty, maybe if I can be clearer, we have the fighters in this room, and fighters are sitting right in front of me. Now,
who are they fighting?
They are, I don't know, they fight for everybody. But the point I'm trying to make here is that surely the individual writing and submission cannot represent a committee.
Yeah.
how is it going to be submitted? But once it's submitted, becomes a committee questions. Now the difference is that if the research do a document, they share the document with the members in a committee like this. My difficulty is that I don't know what the fights are going to submit. And I don't know whether that submission will equal the committee endorsement. It suggests, in terms of what you're suggesting, it may represent the committee's queries. This is why I'm saying I had a difficulty because I don't know what is in the head of the writers, what they're going to write. Now I don't know what is going to be the Honorable Musina's perspective. So I hesitate, Chair, to say that perhaps if it was a process that says all those concerns that need to be, the concerns that we submit on behalf of the committee must also have a side of. In other words, we need to know what is it that is not collated and the consolidated document that is going to, then we can agree or disagree with certain things. But if it's just going to be a post office like that, that's my difficulty.
Honorable, thank you very much. I thought that is what was going to happen. That we will collect all the information from the committee secretary and myself, and then it comes to the committee to be refined, and then it gets sent to the department. That was what I think even last week we said, said it like that, that let it come. And then it will be presented to the committee to say these are the other things we agree. We don't agree. We put them off, and then we are able to advise the department in that regard. Honorable Mlauzi, I saw your hand.
No.
You're right. Oh, okay. The fighters, don't worry, Honorable Ramatakana, the fighters, they only fighting in the National Assembly. Anywhere else, they just reject an object in the NA. So, we definitely need to worry about the fighters. We are done with the minutes of the fight. They sent over for the other issues which are outstanding, the answers which were given, and the answers which are still to come in writing. Maybe we should just remind all those, the department in the main, because they are the ones who should be able to assist us in terms of the collation of these documents from the translators, so that we can be able to finalize our job. Can we go to item 2? Hey, now we're going to item 2 is consideration of the report on the budget and strategic plans of the Department of Transport, formulation and recommendations. Formulation of recommendations and observations. I don't know. We haven't received, have we received the outstanding issues which were to be part of the report from the parastatals and the department. So I don't know how we are going to be dealing with this report when there are other things which are still outstanding. Strategic plan and the budget of the department. How can we deal with it? Thank you, Mr. Fats. Honorable Ramachaka, welcome, Honorable Shibande. We have indicated that you are held up in traffic.
Chair, I wanted to follow up from the sentry. What was the time frame that they were supposed to submit? Because we did make the point that we will finalize our report. All these issues that have not been answered will help us to finalize the report. Now, I know that we are debating very early in May. What was the time frame? Because I'm not sure whether we'll be able to finalize this report here now, given the fact that there is a whole lot of answers that still are sending. I suggest that we, if the time frame was not met, that we set another time frame, but maybe I'm ahead of myself in terms of the time frame.
When the committee asked the department to provide clarity, it wasn't a time frame given. When I spoke to them on Friday, I reminded the department that the committee is going to look at the recommendations and the observations today, and that that information is applicable for the committee to formalize the recommendations today. I spoke to Mr. Dikwane, and he indicated that those questions, because those are the ones that was raised by Mr. Ramaswamy last week, most of them for clarity, was going to go to EXCO. And I'm not sure when the EXCO actually means, but those questions were going to go there. But in terms of the committee's timelines change, the committee is not sitting next week due to the EPCs. So that's one meeting, not the budget vote debate. It's on the 10th of May. So the last day that the committee could possibly adopt this is any time in during the week of the 3rd of May. The next meeting of committee will be on the 3rd of May. So that provides enough time for members to raise those additional questions, make suggestions about observations and recommendations, so that those can be incorporated in the meantime. But in terms of timeline, the committee has technically up to the 5th, the first day, the 5th of May, finalized the report window.
No, I think that perhaps we should then say for the department that they should give us the responses by the end of the week. This week, this Friday. But we can't be tied with the EXCO. EXCO is a BDG's meeting. They can call it any time. So I think we should say Fridays we should provide those answers. The consequence of that is that those members are still on the right. It will be phase two of a batch of things that will be submitted. It won't be necessarily the one that we work on Friday. So I'm suggesting if we do that, that then once the document is received from them, it's circulated to members in preparation for the next meeting when we're going to deal with the observations and the commendations.
Okay. There's a proposal, can we agree to it? Mindful of the fact that we will not be sitting as a committee until somewhere at the beginning of May. And therefore, it will also assist members to really internalize the both the report on budget and on strategic and annual performance plan. Can we agree to that? Agreed. Thank you very much. Honourable members, we had planned ourselves that we will be going to just a step oversight in view of the fact that there are challenges today. It's even worse. It's like they knew that we said we are going to do oversight. The trains have been delayed. Much vandalism is happening, signaling and every other thing, very, very highly challenged, and you can see now that it definitely impacts on the road management of traffic coming into the CPT and every other way, everybody is just delayed. So we will be going to Cape Town Station. Our intention was that we will go to Cape Town station and also go to Kraaifontein, where the other coaches were banned, just to familiarize ourselves with what is happening. But Prapa has since indicated that those locomotives that were banned in Kraaifontein have been removed to Salt River. So then it means we will have to rework our plans, guided by the functionaries that we are able to just go there and be able to really get what are the crux of the matter, what harm to me now, because I believe this should be part of us as we go into our constituencies, remind our constituencies that these are our assets. It's not asset of government, but it is our asset. When government now takes budget to say this is the budget of the department in terms of rail and road, and we end up burning the tires on the bushing, and it gets damaged, you remove the you take the signals away, you take the copper away. It's retrogressive in terms of how people, how we do, but actually economically and socially, it really defeats the ideal of a better life for all in this instance, because more things change, the more they stay the same in view of the fact that there are challenges along the way. So we will close this part of the meeting and proceed. The vehicles are outside, then we will proceed to bus the station. Honorable Masonga.
Just want to check, Chairperson. There has been an incident of people dying in a bus from an Israel. And the other time there was a horrible accident in Tallinn, people coming from Moria. Do we, between as a committee, through the chair, issue statement of condolences, or we wait for the sitting to have a statement? And from the look of things, the program will never provide for statements. It's just budget non-stop. So we keep quiet as representative of the people when people are dying. And what's the procedure like?
I think it's within the right of the committee to issue a statement of condolences. In that case, I think Honorable Songwa is making a proposal which I would support, that such a statement, the chair should issue a statement on behalf of the committee and condolences on those instances. I had my hand for something different, Chair. I was just trying to find out, and I was looking behind me on my left, whether the good doctor here had prepared any notes, or there has not been any notes prepared for our oversight. I'm not sure.
I've been keeping looking this side, but it was far up, so I don't have to speak loudly.
Let me apologize and say that I would have been at the committee, because this was just a short thing that between yesterday and today, it cannot be that we are having this type of challenge when we have our high level community and just really sharing this problem. And also to say that we are preparing for the other at the same time and believe that every other person who will be dealing with the budget should be able to strike out how we can raise the problem. But to expect that, I'm talking only on behalf of any community, but I know that people are just seeing the same thing. So I wouldn't expect
thank you, Chair. If you will allow me to offer some assistance in the question about background on the oversight to Salt River and Cape Town Station. The number of daily commuters using rail in the Western Cape is 600,000 and to execute the current schedule of the being on time and transporting that number of passengers, we need 141 train sets of coaches and locomotives, and currently the stock level is at 79, and I think that is sufficient and does express the real need for intervention, since it's frustrating a lot of officials and a lot of people involved, not to mention the frustration of commuters. This morning it was said that on all rail networks, works, there will be a 2-hour delay, and people are being fired because of, you know, this situation. So, thank you.
Okay.
Third citizen. Chairperson, this is all if I check, and then I fully appreciate the right action which we took, that we must visit them. I think before any proposal for anything also, we have a right to say that our people must start to seek what we got, rather than to bring a lot of things. For example, it is alleged that some of the corrupted factor of the days of the length of the trees is due to vandalism. Cable theft, and then also building of the trains. Because what I'm scared of, that do you still remember that we were so vocal that we must have means to balance our budget to other provinces, right? I'm scared whereby we'll constantly still must give a loan to put more money while they do have more than other groups. That's my contribution. Thank you, Mr. President.
Like you say, just one last comment. I think what is really necessary is better cooperation, and certainly we can contribute also sending out that message, because the current railway police, who's the sort of core responsible body, we have something like 4,000 members to cover all 9 provinces. So just in a quick ratio, you can get an indication of what the coverage per asset will be around that. And the big factor here that I want to point out is better cooperation with SAPS. That's really important, and enough said. Let's go and have a look. Thank you, Chair.
Now we're going to
That was standard.